The latest book from author Mike Pelacek, Johnny Moon. I've read JFK Assassination Fiction by Don DeLillo and Norman Mailer and can tell you that this new novel not only is Mike's best book yet, it's much better than DeLillo's and Mailer's efforts to do justice to the most important event in U.S. history. Kevin Barrett, American activist and radio host. Johnny Moon tells the story of a third grader in a Catholic school who wants to do what President John F. Kennedy asked us all to do. Johnny has told his classmates he wants to go to the moon. In fact, he wants to be the first one on the moon. And so the kids brand him with the nickname Johnny Moon. Sister M&M's is Johnny's teacher. Her sister was in Dallas that day, right up close to the limousine, taking pictures just as it happened. She saw some things that did not get reported back in Johnny's hometown Daily News. Sister M&M's and Johnny and the third grade Sacred Heart class decide to tell the truth about what happened. Harvey Wasserman on Johnny Moon. Mike Pelacek is a master of mixing the ethos of the heartland with great moments in history. His Johnny Moon evokes that time in our national story when getting to our favorite satellite was mated with the generation's coming of age. Order your copy of Johnny Moon at createspace.com. Order your copy of Johnny Moon at createspace.com. The latest book from author Mike Pelacek, Johnny Moon. WorldNewsTrust.com is a news site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the new American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founder's vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. thespiritualun.org.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever. And peace.
And now, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in Duluth, Minnesota, Dreaming the New American Dream, with your hosts, Chuck Gregory and Mike Pelacek, brought to you by the Rock Creek Free Press.
Welcome to the New American Dream Radio Show. Today, Lorraine and I felt as if we'd been transported to the imaginary town that Mike wrote about in his book, The American Dream, which as it happens with the first book that my company, CWG Press, ever published. Fighter jets roared over our apartment for nearly an hour. There were times they looked to be barely above the treetops. And were they ever loud? The jets would be on their way to strafe the west side of town. Well, unfortunately, that wasn't the case here. Of course, if they were going to strafe part of Fort Lauderdale, it wouldn't be the west side. That's where all the yuppies live. The concrete encroaches ever farther into the river of grass that we call the Everglades. It wouldn't be the east side either. That's the beach. The other rich folks live along there. I guess they'd have to do some pinpoint bombing right in the middle. From where I live on out past the flea markets and all that stuff. They might mess up the railroad in the process, but it probably doesn't make much money anymore. So they wouldn't mind too much. But actually, the jets we heard today aren't supposed to be bombing any part of Fort Lauderdale. They'll be entertaining us instead. This weekend, the Fort Lauderdale Air Show returns, and this time it's not publicly funded, so it's a little bit smaller, but, well, there isn't as much room for protest, because not supported by taxes and all that. It's just a show. It's not a message. You know, I hate to admit it, being a peacenik and all that, that I actually, well, I enjoy air shows a lot. They're conspicuous capitalistic consumption at its finest, but, well, remember, consumption used to be a name for tuberculosis, but anyhow, I like air shows. You know, I probably like a lot of things I shouldn't. I'm pretty sure we all do. What we got to do is keep on working. We have to work on the important things that often seem overwhelming. We have to work on the little things that often seem insignificant. And when we stray off our best path, well, sometimes we just need to climb back up, get back on that path and keep trying. So, I guess I'm going to go down to the beach and watch the air show. If I can find a peace button, I might wear it, but I'm going to head down and watch that. What the heck, it'll be fun. And now, my friend and co-host, Mike Palachuk, an American writer.
Howdy, Chuck. Tonight we're going to welcome an old friend, Ava Bird. She's a poet from Berkeley. She was our first guest on our first show. And we're going to welcome Mark Bodine. Mark Bodine is a writer, poet, activist. He owns a bookstore in Montana, and I cannot remember the town. I'll have to remember to ask Mark what town he's in. I'm aware that some question or justify the events of 9/11, he said, speaking before a red curtain and six pairs of U.S. and Egyptian flags. But let us be clear, Al-Qaeda killed nearly 3,000 people on that day. That's Barack Obama, June 4th, 2009, in Cairo. And this is President George W. Bush speaking to the United Nations, November 10th, 2001. We must speak the truth about terror. Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty. Well, those are the words of liars. Someone caught out in the open with the world watching, complicit in murder and treason. Now I'd like to ask to what rigorous study we owe our beliefs about these critical issues, themes, mysteries of our day. 9/11, Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing, UFOs, the counting of votes in the elections of George Bush, the murders of MLK, JFK, RFK, the alleged moon landings, the death of Paul Wellstone, Bigfoot, the presence of U.S. military personnel stationed everywhere on the planet. do we believe what we believe because we have studied, held them in our hands, and rolled them around, and then decided? Or was it because we heard it on the TV from some person being paid to deliver the message? This is William Shirer, who was the author of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. He was a U.S. journalist stationed in Germany just before World War II, and he saw the rise of the Third Reich. How difficult it is to escape the dread consequences of a regime's calculated and incessant propaganda. How useless it was even to try to make contact with a mind which had become warped and for whom the facts of life had become what Hitler and Goebbels, with their cynical disregard for the truth, said they were. And he's speaking about Germany, but he's also, I think, speaking about America. It's been such a long road. From a stolen election to a government planned attack on September 11th, 2001, to two invasions based on lies, based on power, based on money. What else is there? To a murdered senator, the one standing in their way who would not be moved. We didn't want it to come. We marched, we emailed, we sang, we wrote, we got arrested. It came anyway, and it's still here. The new American dream is a yellow ribbon free zone. We do not support the troops. We do not support fighter planes flying over the Super Bowl. Why do they do that? And why the Star Spangled Banner? Steve Earle's F the FBI is actually a song more in line with a free nation, a nation that at least wants to be free. Let the children sing that to start each school day, and we've at least got us a start. The troops are not defending our freedom. They are thugs for the empire. Hoorah. We heard all about putting a boot up their ass from Toby Keith. He's a brave man to encourage other men to kill men, women, and children for no reason. The real patriots are the Dixie Chicks. We all know that now. Why didn't we know it then? Are we idiots, cowards? Are we evil? Are we a virus with shoes, as Bill Hicks suggested? Just asking. Protesters protect our freedom. That's the truth. I think about Medea Benjamin, not John McCain. A hero does not drop bombs on people who are just trying to live their lives. What is needed is a new American dream, something we can finally be proud of, not based on greed, killing, torture, prisons, keeping others poor so that we may be rich. That's not who we are. Is that who you feel you are? No, not. We are much, much better than this, much better than the rich people we have chosen for some reason to lead us. We need to be open to a new way of seeing things. Let us wipe the sleep from our eyes, the be-all-you-can-be military advertising lies, the lies of politicians, the fantasy found in our high school history books. Oswald did it? Sirhan did it? What? Oklahoma City was done by McVeigh alone? The fire coming out of the tanks at Waco, see that? You still believe our president and attorney general and FBI did not burn children alive on purpose? The World Trade Center towers collapsed from the fire, and one of them was not even hit by a plane. The dam had weapons of mass destruction. We believe it because Colin Powell told us so. What? Come on, teachers, priests, ministers, coaches, parents, crossing guards, please start telling the truth. We can handle the truth. In fact, without the truth, we cannot live. We will all die, slowly and then all at once. We will collapse, and that will be that. It will be over. A dusty pile of rubble and ho-hos and lies. We need inspiration, something to foster desire to drive way across the country just to soak it all in, rather than just a desire to leave the country and escape the tired predictability and hordes of American idiots. We need a new dream, something real, solid to believe in, truth in our history books, bread on the table of the poor. There really, honestly are truths and riches out there we have not yet imagined growing this moment in the fertile minds of those who will lead us. We have many heroes from which to draw inspiration, people who gave and are giving their lives to the truth, patriots, if you will, saints, if you will, hard workers, whatever you want to call it. They are there. They have always been there, even if we don't see them, even if they are not famous. For the most part, they don't give a damn about that. They are driven by something inside of them, and we can draw hope from the absolute certain fact that the same thing is also inside of each of us. People like Franz Jagerstatter, Sophie Scholl, Philip Berrigan, Daniel Berrigan, Dorothy Day, Frank Cordero, Brian Terrell, Deborah Sweet, Carl Cabot, Helen Woodson, the Plowshares Movement, the Nuclear Resister, Eileen Fleming, Sam Smith, Jim Fetzer, and Kevin Barrett. I'd like to mention quickly Mae Brussel, 1922 to 1988. She was a complacent Beverly Hills housewife, had quite an awakening in 1963 when President Kennedy was assassinated, and again when she read and cross-indexed the massive 26-volume Warren Commission hearings. She saw that the international terrorist network that had made up the Axis powers during World War II had gone underground and continued their worldwide fascist campaign, overthrowing one country after another. America was not exempt. Frustrated that this vitally important information was largely unknown to the American people, May went to her friend, Henry Miller of Big Sur, California. He told her that people can do anything they want if they apply themselves, live anywhere, learn anything, and there is nothing worse than looking back and regretting not having done what was important to you. Don't die before you're dead. And with that advice, May moved herself and the kids to Carmel, California, and began the selfless, nonstop journey of political and history research that would soon rock the radio airwaves of Monterey and Santa Cruz counties from 1971 through 1988. Her listeners would never be the same. We have courage because we know that May Brussel did this. She had the will and the determination. We also know that we can do this, but we cannot be afraid.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com.
Good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to public school, to America, to your life. We might as well get started. Might as well begin at the beginning. Moon landings are fake. Morning recess, 10:15. You'll wear a coat. You'll line up quietly along the chalkboard. The FBI, the CIA killed John Kennedy and his brother Robert. No peeing in the sandbox. Anyone who does so will live to regret it. Please write the Gulf of Tonkin in black pen only across the top of your hand. We'll get to it later. Lunch begins promptly at 11:45. What you do not finish by 12 noon will be packed neatly back into your sack or lunchbox and taken home. Nothing stays in the cloakroom. Nothing. Pearl Harbor isn't what your parents think it was. We'll be having Parents Pearl Harbor Day in December, encouraging them to read some more about FDR. No talking. That goes without saying, correct? Good. The FBI burned children your age alive at a place called Waco. They blew children your age to bits at a place called Oklahoma City. If you brought your rugs as you were instructed, you'll have nap time at 9:30 this morning. September 11, 2001, which you may or may not have heard of, was done by your own government to start wars, to make money for the wealthy men and women who actually run this country and this world. The word democracy is propaganda itself, the way it's used in America. Voting and marching and parades down the middle of the street are, well, virtually useless. If you had any sense at all, you wouldn't come back tomorrow. If you do, well, if you do, we'll learn, we'll understand, we'll grow, and in due time, we'll blow the lid off this pop stand. Now, please rise, and as we begin our day, join me in singing Steve Earle's song, our new Republic national anthem, F the FBI.
Are you going to sponsor a foreign exchange student this coming fall? Well, then right now is the time to send them the new book they can read at home and on the plane, How to Speak American. Your new little Beaner or Ruski or Frenchie will learn such useful phrases as nice day today, who won the game, what's on tonight, that's good pizza, I like pizza. Never heard of that. No, I don't know where that is. You are a wacko. Support the troops. Universal health care is a communist plot. You sound like a conspiracy theorist. Poor people deserve what they get. The global warming hoax is a socialist plot. How to Speak Like an American. It's a small book. Read it while you poop. By the time you're done, you are proud to be an American. At the end of the day, the bottom line is, on the same page, How to Speak American. Dumbing down the world, one little foreigner kid at a time. Get her dead.
Tonight's first guest was the first guest on our very first show, Abba Bird. He's a very good poet from Berkeley, and we always enjoy hearing her read some of her poems. Abba, are you with us?
Abba is not answering, guys.
You must have had a mix-up with the time. Lynn, do we want to tell us about your Hawaii trip?
Sure, we can discuss that.
Let's go for it.
Sure. Well, as most people may know, that I also host a different show, which is Black Op Radio. And last year I tried to get a conference of JFK researchers and people in that interested community together. And it wasn't as successful as I thought it was going to be, because Jesse Ventura and a few other people, the governor Jesse Ventura, he started a lawsuit against the TSA, and saying he wouldn't fly again as long as they're going to force him to do these bodies, you know, pat downs and search your private bar. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. So he put his foot down, said he wasn't flying, and kind of in support, some other people said they wouldn't fly as well. And so I went anyway. I had already booked stuff, and I had some live broadcast from Hawaii. I interviewed some people there, and I did it again this year. And so I just came back from there, and I spoke to author John Armstrong, who'd written a huge book entitled Harvey and Lee. And it was about the intelligence agency's plans for having doubles, you know, planting someone, two people looking very similar, you know, interchangeable, as it were. So they would be sent on different missions, and you'd think you'd be, you know, talking to one guy and somebody else is somewhere else impersonating him. So it was very interesting. The weather's fantastic there. Now, I haven't been to Florida, so I don't know. You know, it might mean no big deal. You know, Chuck gets that every day. But in Vancouver, it's raining. It's awful. It's coming back to Vancouver, to the doom and gloom. And if people aren't familiar with Vancouver, they may be with Seattle. In Seattle, it rains a lot, and that's where the grunge rock phenomena came from. So it's not like the Beach Boys in California or you know, Jack Johnson in Hawaii or people, you know, in that area, they write, the music reflects that, yeah. So it's just happy and fun to be in Hawaii there. And
hey, Len, did you learn anything about John Armstrong's book or his subject matter that you didn't already know?
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say so, but it's not an easy topic. His book is like a telephone book, okay? It's, you know, it's like an in-depth documentary. It's as if someone said, you know, here's a book, you know, all about Stalin, and we want you to read it once and give me a report. I mean, you have to go over it and over it, and, you know, what he has done is taken the lives of what he feels are Harvey and Lee and impersonator, and the intelligence agency's effort to put them in different places, you know, get them into roles that they could be manipulated. And, for instance, I'm not sure I subscribe to everything he says, and even John has said to me a few times when he was looking at the material, he said, like, okay, well, what do you think? What, do you agree with me? What do you think about this? And, you know, some of the things, first of all, there's a lot to it. Second of all, you can't just agree with everything. So it's a gray area. It's a kind of awkward topic to talk about, you know, do you think the intelligence agencies had done this before? And I think they had. Had they done this with Lee Oswald? Hard to tell. I know that people talk about sheep dipping where they give people different records. They give them, you know, Commander Jones is now General Y, you know, and these people in the CIA move around with aliases and it's an education, a learning process. And I interviewed him. I mean, I came back. I interviewed him for days. I mean, first of all, he wanted to do a few pre-interviews with me just to see if we were going to get along, right? And I thought we were going to start right off by setting cameras up and filming, but no, we had to go through a few things. I've got 9 hours, which I'm going to have to edit down. I've got a lot there. I mean, we urge everyone to read John's book and make your own mind up, but... It's quite a topic. Harvey and Lee, was there a double? Was some? Go ahead.
You talked about reading a book, but isn't that kind of a problem in finding that book? How do people do that?
Well, the book is available. I believe there's still a couple of hundred copies around, but it's very rare. It was a one-time printing, and. The book is relatively expensive, I would say. But, I mean, if you're interested in the topic of the JFK assassination, it's one that has so many details in it about other items as well. I mean, John is, I would say, relatively well off. So he had the luxury of taking a couple of years off from his, career to just dedicate to doing this. He had the interest of it, and... He went around and just collected everything he could, asked for Freedom of Information Acts, everything he could, and he put this book together. Now, that was about 10 years ago, and he hasn't really done many interviews or done anything after that, so he's kind of wound down. He said, you know, here's what I found. I spent a lot of time and money and effort into digging up all these things. He flew around the world to interview various people, so he's kind of, you know, done his share, and... It's up to someone else, I guess, to become more interested and pick up the work that he's done and run with it. But when we see the Sixth Floor Museum, we see the Gary Mack, they're blocking out the whole grassy knoll for the 50th anniversary. They don't want any opposition to their story that it was a lone assassin. Mm. And then they'll say lone nut. It's an uphill battle. I mean... The state of Texas, the city of Dallas, nobody really wants the case reopened. They don't want to really discover what happened. So it's a really failing of American justice that with what is known today, any time someone like a John Armstrong is trying to put out a book, he's met by opposition. You know, it's not like someone has said, there are so many anomalies here. Well, we really should reevaluate this because there's no way that a lone shooter could have done this. And it's obvious to anybody who sees Commission Exhibit 399, that bullet, they call it the magic bullet. I mean, they don't call it that for nothing, you know. But, you know, what's it going to do? It's going to dig up open wounds that the intelligence agency did have foreknowledge of this event and let it, you know, and happen, and people, if you want to call them rogue elements of the CIA, you don't want to tie the whole building to it, but some people, and I usually say enemies of JFK, had him removed. And now when we see this new war of terror, how did it start? Well, it looks like some people decided that, you know, if we got attacked by some stateless, nameless people who we can't even pronounce, and they live in a cave, well, we'll just ramp up every security, just what they've done. You know that now there's airports and even bus stations are talking about putting these things in. The TSA is right out of control. I think you were mentioning, I mean, you have to prove that you were attacked. And in the case of 9/11, if you make the case that it's a false flag, it's just incredulous that more people aren't taking to the streets, but they're not, you know.
Well, Len, it's good to have you back with the show and back from Hawaii. What's on your show for tonight after our show?
I'll be speaking to Mark DeValk from England. He runs, there's a group of people there who have an interest in the JFK assassination, and they're called Dealey Plaza, UK. They have a magazine called the Dealey Plaza Echo. And, you know, thanks to the internet, you know, shows like ours, people are networking. They're finding that they're not as alone as they thought, that there's, you know, people have a common interest. And if you have an interest in, you know, political history of the world, and in this case, America, there are other people who have that interest. And it's one place to find authors and interviews with people that you have an interest in.
Well, thanks, Len, for taking time. And I guess at this point, we'll just go to the next advertisement.
All right, then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com.
This program is brought to you today by your local hometown, just like you, down-to-earth buddy-buddy military recruiter. Come on, come in and sit down. We know how it is. You need money and something to do with your life and some sort of skill and something to do with your life. And without learning how to kill people, you would not know what to do with your life. Dude, we wouldn't either. And it's fun to shoot a gun and kill people. When you kill people, you protect America and high school football and Coke commercials and the mall and your grandma on her porch and pie. From Bakersville to Bismarck to Birmingham. And hey, we could just go get a Coke or something. You like Transformers? We are your local military recruiters, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, for honor, for America, for church and grandma and Coke and pie, and for self-worth and not being bored and a big loser. Hey, let's go kill some people. Hoorah.
Good morning, children. This week, we're starting my award-winning unit, the unit that won the Teachers Association Geography Award last year at the big Teachers Association meeting. Many other teachers around the country are now copying my work. Well, that should be illegal, but I'll get them. For now, you're the lucky recipients having me as your teacher. If you'll open your packet on the upper left-hand corner of your desk, this is the first day of our Where the Fuck Is unit. We'll ask, where the fuck is Syria? Where the fuck is Yemen? Where the fuck is Pakistan? And on Friday, we'll ask ourselves, where the fuck is Bahrain? Next Monday, we begin a full week of What the Fuck Do We Care? And next month, we'll start on a project that'll take us to the end of the year. How the fuck can we all get rich like real Americans and forget all the rest of the world in this geography crap? I think in that one, we really pull all this together. That's where it really all starts to make sense. All right, now, open your fucking packets. Let's begin.
Who put the bop in the bop-she-bop-she-bop? Who put the ram in the lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the special agent in the news editor's desk, you think? Who put the lie in the New York Times, you say? Who put the Gulf of Tonkin in the whoopee we're all going to die in Vietnam thing? Who put the Oswald Ray Sirhan in the sophomore history text? PSYOPs, U.S. Naval and Army Intelligence. It's what we do. In Baghdad, Bangkok, and Bemidji, too. Paid for by you. Next, I'd like to introduce our second guest, Mark Bodine. I met Mark a while back when he was living in Saginaw, Michigan, He's a poet, an activist, writer, and he runs a bookstore in Montana, and I can't remember the name of the bookstore or the town. So I'm going to hope Mark's here, and I can ask him that. Mark, are you there?
I am here. How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, it's another beautiful day in paradise, as they say.
What's the name of paradise? I couldn't think of the name of the town.
Oh, the town is Livingston. It's right at the, I don't know if it's the head or the foot of Paradise Valley. I guess it'd be the foot.
Oh, really?
We're at the foot of just where the Yellowstone River flows out of the park, Yellowstone National Park. It heads north and hits Livingston and takes a hard right.
And for how long you've been out there? You've been out there for a couple of years or maybe?
Oh, I think it's been about 4 years since I moved out here from Michigan.
And you,
that's where you and I met. And I originally came out here to just kind of hole up in a little cabin called the Grid Fork Studio and write. And that worked blissfully well for 2.5-3 years, and then the reality of needing to feed myself entered into the picture. So now I live in town and try to break together a couple of nickels when I can.
What's the bookstore called?
The bookstore is Elk River Books. It's actually named after the Yellowstone River, but it's what the Crow Nation, their name for the river, translates to Elk River. So kind of took on that name for the bookstore. It's a little used bookstore right downtown, and pretty cool. It's kind of a small part business, but a much bigger part gathering place for writers and people who tolerate them.
Well, tell us about your current acting or production or writing projects. Tell us what you got going on.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I wish I had some current writing projects, but I've been so busy with, right next door to my bookstore is this little independent theater called The Blue Slipper, and right now I'm right in the middle of directing a 10-minute play festival. So I'm dealing with, 18 plays and 11 directors and 30 actors and trying to put everything, together for an opening in a couple of weeks. 3 weeks, I think.
You really like that kind of stuff, don't you? You did kind of the same thing and really innovative things in Saginaw. Where's your fire come from, do you think?
Oh, good God. I think it has a lot to do with not dissipating my energy on things like jobs and working for a boss. I find that if I'm my own boss, I really kind of drive myself more effectively than an external boss would. So, but I love the community aspect of, doing theater with a group of people and putting on readings here at the store or, any kind of arts events that really just draw people together and kind of get back to the roots of humans coming together just to make art rather than to make automobiles or bombs or something like that.
Mark, what's sometimes when a person is writing or maybe directing 18-10-minute plays, you think that all this work and I'm not changing the world, but why should we all keep doing it? It's got to have some value. Why do you keep doing it?
Well, here's something that I kind of come back to. Back when I was in Michigan at that little space that you read at, the 303, we did a play there by Bertolt Brecht that basically warned, it was short vignettes about how ordinary life was being completely transformed and destroyed by the rise of the Nazi Party. And, you know, we did that right at the, you know, kind of the height of the build-up to destroying Iraq for absolutely no reason at all. And with a lot of the same kind of, you know, saber-rattling and flag-waving and all the same bullshit that keeps, you know, rearing its ugly head. And one of the audience members, as she was leaving, she made a comment that was quoted in the review that was in the paper. And she said, "Damn it, they made me sink." And I think that's probably, like, the best review I've got from a show I've done. But just, you know, the idea that art does change people. It does, you know, profoundly affect the way people understand the world. I think if you only approach things from kind of a superficial level of economics or politics or, you know, any other science, you're kind of missing the chance to really reach people where it counts. I think art can do that. I think, you know, theater and poetry and music can affect somebody's feelings and their soul, and that's what will change things. You know, you can explain rationally why option A is better than option B, but if it's just the bare facts, people might understand you, but I don't think they're going to be moved by it.
When you were in Saginaw, Mark, you said, I think you had a favorite bar that you went to write in. Do you have a favorite writing spot in the town you're in now?
Oh, you know, I had it for a while. There's this bar, you know, a classic writer's bar here called The Owl. Unfortunately, they've been closed down for a while. And, you know, I haven't really found my new spot to hole up and write. And, you know, partly I've been so scattered with doing the bookstore and working theater and, you know, kind of haven't had a nice writing studio set up for a couple of years. I've been couch surfing and sleeping on floors and that sort of thing. But I'm hoping that changes fairly soon.
Do you have anything close at hand that you could read for us, any of your work or anything that comes to mind that you could...
I've got a couple of new pieces I'd love to spring on you and see what you think. There's a show here in town called the Main Street Show, put on by this amazing guy named Mike Devine. He's a singer-songwriter, storyteller, bard. And he puts on this show, and he came up with this idea that it was the launch of the shovel rights movement. And all he would tell me about the shovel rights was, he said, "We defend the shovel's right to not have to dig its own grave." And so I ended up writing a piece that I did at that show. I'd like to do it now, but I got to ask you, it has audience participation, so I need you to be ready. Because the title is The Shovel Rights Knock-Knock Joke. And I assume you've got the whole knock-knock joke format down pat. So when it comes time, you got to jump right in there with the who's there bit. Okay? Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're ready for your part? If I were to say knock-knock...
No, I didn't get that. I was typing something. I'm sorry. I missed my part.
Sorry, that's okay. But you're ready.
Baby,
so when I say knock-knock... You're there for it.
Don't give me a part. Just here, read something something we can do in 3 minutes.
Okay, this is it. The shovel rights knock-knock joke. We hold this truth to be self-evident, that we are endowed by the universal and cosmic dance of creation, by the eternal song and the lips of the mother of all that's green except money, by Odin, who hung himself from the world tree to wrench the runes from the hands of the nameless and bring us poetry, by the simple fact of our existence, we are endowed with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of not happiness, but true bliss. And more than that, we have the right to a star-filled night sky, a sunset unscarred by smog and contrails, and a horizon free of smokestacks, reactors, and radio towers. We have the right to mud between our toes, snowflakes on our tongues, and spring-drunk air in our lungs. We have the right to our rivers and aquifers free of pipelines, our minds free of corporaganda, and our airwaves free of hate. We have the right to dance awkwardly, to sing out of tune, to make fools of ourselves and be politically obscure, to think globally and act up, to make a mockery of all that is holy, and to hold sacred the most ridiculous forms of tomfoolery shenanigans. We have the right to use words like tomfoolery in our poems. We have the right to work or not work, to do work that does not turn us into robots or zombies or products or hazardous waste sites, to do work that brings beauty and comfort and pride and illumination, and to stop work anytime the streets need the vote of our bodies and voices. We have the right to our shovels, to use them to dig potatoes, fire pits, or graves for tyrants, to build sandcastles where no king is welcome, to bang them together and call it music, to lay them down and call it a strike, to raise them up and call it revolution, to drive them into the ground and call it knock knock. Who's there? Chickens, chickens too, chickens coming home to roost.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And let's get back together again in a couple months, if it's okay with you. And good luck with your plays and your bookstore and your writing. I hope you find a good bar to write in, and we'll be thinking about you out there in Montana.
All right. Thank you much. Take care.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founder's vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org.
Message brought to you by the BOP, the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Think you live in Merca, capital M? Think you can do what you want? Think you don't have to pay taxes to pay for weapons to kill people or posing United States corporations? Think you would rather have your money pay for school, roads, poor people, old people? Think again. Look around. Get your mind right and have a good day. We're the BOP.
Well, it's been another long week in Mount Liberty, Nebraska, my hometown. A while back, we heard some stories about Keith King, the daughter of Jack Robert King, the local internet radio show host. Well, Jack Robert's long gone, killed by the police. But Kate is still around, and she sent some transcripts of some of JRK's radio shows and some homemade notes to tell the story of their family. She sent it to the local newspaper, but they didn't want it. She sent them on to us, the basement tapes of Looking for Bigfoot Radio and Jack Robert King. And we are proud to be the ones to tell the world the story of a nobody who once existed, Jack Robert King, the story of us all.
36 million people live in poverty in America. Your worth equals your wealth in America. So that's a lot of folks who feel like shit. Good morning. This is Nebraska, not heaven. I'm Jack Robert King. You folks are Americans. Those are the cards we're dealt. So what's our next play? What if you saw a real alien in person? What would you really do if you saw a Bigfoot step out in front of your car? What would you really, actually, honestly do if somehow you knew the truth about that day in Dallas? What could you do? You write a reasoned letter to the editor so everyone would now know the truth along with you? Would you report it to the authorities? Would you forget about it? Would you drive your car to a light post? Of course, I'm not proud to be an American. What's to be proud of once you get your head out of the sand? Lived here my whole life. I did not understand how anyone could say they loved their country. How do you love a country or a flag? Especially this one. I once loved a black and white 1956 Chevrolet station wagon. Good morning, Dallas, you king of evil cities. May the lava of Pompeii one day cover you in a river of fire. Hey, how you doing this fine day? Truth's not available in any newspaper stand or magazine at the airport or from the lips of Tom Brokaw. Find the truth out about America, you have to look in the shadows under the rocks. Run after the loose pieces of paper blowing across the convenience store parking lot. The truth about America is not to be found on the agenda papers left on the big desk after the executives have left the room for the morning news meeting at CBS. It's to be found in pencil scribbles of prisoners in solitary confinement in Terre Haute Federal Penitentiary. It's slurred on the back of a Pine Ridge liquor store repeat. It's scribbled on the walls above gas station toilets. If you want to find the truth out about America, you need to open your mind. You need to be ready to believe in things they laugh about on the Tonight Show or Today Show and over morning coffee at McDonald's. You'll need to say, to hell with what you guys think. To hell with you guys. There's something out there. I'm going to find out what it is. You need to go looking for Bigfoot. I'm going to take a bus to Oregon. I need to get out on the open road, suck bus fumes into my lungs. I need to find my old baseball coach, who I also think went looking for Bigfoot and never came back. I'd like to visit Mayberry and Hooterville and Mayfield and Lake Wobegon along the way, if I can find them. Also be interested in stopping by Oglala, Waco, Oklahoma City, Ruby Ridge, Eveleth, Memphis, and Dallas. Yeah, fathers usually go on vacations with their family. It bothers me that I haven't played catch with my son and daughter as much as maybe I should have. It should bother me, right? But if I don't go on this adventure, none of the rest makes any sense. Hey, but before you go, come with me for a moment on a tour of Nebraska. It'll take 10 minutes, 7. Come on. Drive with me from my house down the country road, state highway, into town, down Turner Avenue. All right, here we are. I turn left and see an old woman in her big front picture window dusting around the photo of Ronald Reagan she has facing the street. Imagine the United States as a bizarro Soviet Union. That big color picture is Stalin. Hey, you can see how hilarious we all are. Down the line of houses are flags rising from porches, like Jesus and Mary statues on either side of the altar. The early morning sheen highlights the NASCAR number 8 and number 3 banners on opposite sides of the street. Beyond that, lines of American flags. Imagine with me those flags as swastikas. Not that hard, is it? Someday we'll understand. Not today. There's Nebraska. Have a nice day. Stay on the same page. And take it to the next level. Ah, I gotta go now.
And that's the news from Mount Liberty, where all the soldiers are thugs, all the Democrats are cowards, and all the Homeland Security COINTELPRO journalists are about average.
Now our profiles and heart. To those who have given or are still giving their heart and soul, helping us all have a better world, our thanks for caring. And remember, Mr. Byron does not teach American history in room 203 at 10 a.m. in Sheboygan. He didn't yesterday. He won't tomorrow. Never. Mr. Byron doesn't know anything about American history. He doesn't want to. And that's why he's been there for 33 years. If any of these names are not familiar, give them a Google search. Again, our thanks.
Daniel Berrigan.
Phil Berrigan.
Liz McAllister.
Molly Rush.
Leonard Peltier.
Larry Rosebaugh.
Carl Cabot.
Mort Saul.
Helen Woodson.
George Carlin.
James Douglas.
Robert Kennedy.
Howard Zinn.
Bob McElvain.
Jim Fetzer.
Kevin Barrett.
Dick Gregory.
Lenny Bruce.
Bill Hicks.
Lori Berenson.
Julia Butterfly Hill.
Karen Kitkowski.
Anna Mae Aquash.
Jim Garrison.
Ralph Nader.
Peter DeMott.
John Ross.
Randy Weaver.
Pedro Bissonette.
Dorothy Kilgallen. We'd like to thank all of you for joining us for the New American Dream Radio Show tonight. Stay tuned for Len Ossanek's show immediately following. That's Black Op Radio. We'd like to thank our sponsors. June 2508, a novel by James Boomy. World News Trust, that's worldnewstrust.com. And the Spiritual UN at spiritualun.org. Visit our websites, newamericandream.net, newamericandream.info, and the show's website, theshow.newamericandream.info. Check out cwgservices.com and cwgpress.com while you're at it. If you want to like us on Facebook, we appreciate that too. Join us again next week. Same time, same place. Thank you, Mike, and good night.
Good night, Chuck. Stay warm. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Good night, Todd Beamer. And good night, Barbara Olson, wherever you are.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being if it's just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through all American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that is all energy free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American Founders' version? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.